wrapping up day three of our coverage from the NFL Combine. I'm Megan O'Brien. He's Don Banks. He covers the league for Patriots.com. Don, today was quarterback's day, and this is a highly touted quarterback draft class. When you saw those guys in front of the bright lights, what stood out?
Well, I have to admit, I was impressed with both Baker Mayfield of Oklahoma and Josh Rosen of UCLA. Now, Mayfield comes into this combine, obviously, with a reputation for almost too much self-confidence, cockiness. But I thought from the podium, I actually bought what he was selling today. He is a total believer in himself. He even said he's not afraid of being the guy to turn around the Cleveland Browns, the ultimate challenge in today's NFL. You know, he's not a guy that I think is everyone's taste, but from the podium today, I thought he sold himself really well as somebody who has that it factor. Rosen did well as well. He had to kind of push back on the idea that he doesn't love the game, isn't as dedicated. And I thought he was actually pretty charming and genuine in how he made the case that he knows he's got that work to do to prove to the two NFL decision makers.
From the Patriots' perspective, looking for a backup quarterback, also an heir to take over whatever is next for the Patriots. And, you know, you saw a couple candidates speak today. What names jumped off the page to you?
Well, Richmond's Kyle Laletta is a guy that everybody's looking at and trying to put together with New England. He's said to be like a Jimmy Garoppolo clone. But he really does have a lot of that same presence. He seems as if he knows the Patriots are looking at him. He's has had a little contact with Patriots scouts. He checks a lot of boxes for New England, and I think they're interested in him in the mid-rounds.
Not only a Jimmy Garoppolo clone, but he also played lacrosse. His father played for the Naval Academy. I don't know, that kind of screams Patriots are liking him to me. But probably the headline of the day, Lamar Jackson said that he's a quarterback. Were you surprised?
No, he put that story to bed, I thought, pretty quickly. He said, I am not working out with the receivers tomorrow. I'm a quarterback. End of story. I don't know where that came from. Teams are not asking me to work out as a receiver. So Bill Polian, his opinion otherwise, Lamar Jackson says it ain't happening.
Well, Lamar Jackson could be a top 10 overall pick. We'll have to wait and see. That does it for our day three coverage from the Combine. For Don Banks, I'm Megan O'Brien.